You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini, educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, Deal Farm listeners, this is Ken Corsini. Hope you guys are having a great day. On today's episode, I'm actually broadcasting from our beach house in Seagrove, Florida. I actually did a podcast in regards to owning vacation rentals and the pros and cons of owning vacation rentals. And every time I'm down here, I'm reminded of the cons and also the pros. It's funny, I was actually just down here 2 weeks ago. We had a mold issue, and I had to jet down here from Atlanta and spend a couple days and handle contractors and cut out sheetrock and replace HVAC vents. And it's just another one of those things. When you own a vacation rental, you've got the pros of being able to use it with your family and have more time away. But the cons, boy, you sure do rack up some maintenance charges from your property management company, and you've got CapEx type expenses. It's just, again, you got to weigh it carefully if this is something you decide to get into. But that's not what I want to talk about today. Today I want to talk about some new financing that is becoming available to investors. And really, just in general, I'm seeing trends for long-term investing that I think are just really good for investors right now. You know, if I go back in time to, let's say, 2005 when I started this business, everything was driven by financing. And really, up until just a year ago, it was always conventional financing. And what did that look like? And when I got started in the business back in 2005, you could get 100% financing for non-owner occupied properties, which was, you know, it seemed good at the time. In hindsight, it probably wasn't such a good thing. I mean, even for me, I was 20-something years old and didn't have two nickels to scrape together. And somehow, me and my buddy bought almost a $400,000 house we had no business buying with 100% financing. And then it seemed every year from 2005 forward, it got a little bit tighter and a little bit tighter, where all of a sudden then investors needed to put 5% down, and that was a big deal. And then all of a sudden you had to put 10% down, and all of a sudden stated income loans were gone, and you actually had to prove that you were getting income and qualified for the loan. And so I remember every year it just seemed like credit was tightening up, even up through like 2011. And then of course, the whole HVCC appraisal, you know, shenanigans where the appraisers couldn't speak to loan officers anymore, and there was more separation, and appraisals immediately got much trickier and much harder. And all of these things complicated financing for investors, especially buy and hold investors who were getting conventional financing and wanted to hold on to rental properties long term. And it seems like just here in the last 2 years, with credit starting to loosen up, there have become a few products available to investors that are becoming game changers. And when I talk about investors, I mean buy and hold investors. Investors that are buying properties for the purpose of renting them and creating cash flow and capturing appreciation and all those good things that come with owning investment properties. But one of the big changes I've seen that have come to marketplace are portfolio loans. And I actually wrote an article for Bigger Pockets about a year and a half ago when I first saw the product become available. And it was available through B2R. B2R is like a financing division of Blackstone. Blackstone is probably the largest hedge fund out there that's been buying up single family homes. I mean, essentially what a lot of these hedge funds did, you've got single family hedge fund buyers like Blackstone, Colony, American Homes, American Home for Rent. There's a handful of them. They raised just a ton of money. They went into a bunch of different markets, Atlanta being one of them, bought a ton of rental properties up, and they've owned these rental properties now for a couple years and have had different strategies with them, securitizing them, selling them off to REITs, going public. There's different strategies, but now this sort of feels like round two. A lot of these big hedge funds still have the ability to raise a lot of money, but rather than buying up single-family homes, they're actually deploying the money into the marketplace in the form of loans made to investors. And from my vantage point, this is becoming a big game changer for folks like myself who are looking to not just buy and fix and flip, but also who want to buy and hold. Some of the products that are coming to market are just awesome. So again, a year and a half ago was the first time I saw the product come to market. It was B2R, seemed like they were the first one to the game. And then quickly behind them, Colony Finance, they also followed suit. And so this was a year and a half ago, and it seemed like that product was fairly good interest rate, you know, a little bit higher than conventional, probably in the 5-6 range. They were 10-year loans. It could either be a 5-year or a 10-year loan. And they were really underwritten from the standpoint of how well the portfolio of properties cash flowed. And again, the idea is it's not conventional, where conventional loans are one house at a time. You're personally guaranteeing them. You're buying them in your personal name. These portfolio loans were really asset-based loans. They were really based on how well the portfolio performed. They were personally guaranteed, but they didn't necessarily go on your credit. And typically, you owned them in an LLC. So this was big. I mean, this the fact that you could now buy, let's say, 10 or 20 or 30 single-family homes at one time in an LLC. This was a big change from conventional financing. But you still had this 5 or 10-year balloon kind of hanging over you, which wasn't fantastic. There was a lot of fees, some origination up front, appraisals and all of them, some other legal expenses. But fast forward now 18 months since the first product really came out from B2R, and I'm seeing some more new competition from other smaller players. There's a local hard money lender here in Atlanta that came out with a 30-year product that we've been in the process of using. I've even had some investors buy some portfolios directly from me and got their financing, and it went off without a hitch. I mean, it was fantastic. And so that's something we've been super excited about, a 30-year portfolio program. But now, here we are in the last month, I've seen another product come to market that I'm just ecstatic about. And that's really what I want to talk about, because I really do believe that this is a game changer for investors who are looking to buy and hold residential real estate. Now, I am so high on this product right now that to me it was worth having a single podcast to discuss the new financing that's just become available to investors. So for those who were getting portfolio financing through like a B2R or a Colony, or even somebody who was just buying a single house and wanted to look at alternative financing to conventional, this product that just became available is, I think, applicable to either scenario. So the financing is through Dwell Finance, which is a subsidiary of Blackstone. And I actually have a contact there. If you're interested, reach out to me directly and I'll put you in touch with them. But here's the gist of the financing and why I'm just amazed that it's finally become available. And it's just further proof that between competition and loosening credit, financing is just going to get better for investors. Well, as an aside, I've already heard rumblings that there's another hedge fund company that's going to match this similar product. So be watchful. I think more products like this are going to become available. But the gist of it is, you can buy one house, you could buy 20 houses. You could do a portfolio or not. I think it makes sense even as an alternative to conventional, even if you're just buying one house. But they'll do 85% loan to value. So if you've got good credit, I think it's 720 and above, 85% loan to value, as opposed to if you look at a conventional loan, that's 70 to 75% loan to value. So you're actually putting less money in. They'll do it non-recourse, meaning that if for some reason you default on the loan at some point in the future, something goes sideways on you, they will not come after your personal assets. They basically just take the property and that's it. As an aside here as well, because it's non-recourse, there's actually an opportunity to get their financing through your IRA. This is huge because the only game in town that's done that for years is North American Savings Bank, and I personally am not a big fan of theirs. So I've had the hardest time selling houses to investors who use their financing. And again, North American Savings Bank, they've been the one bank out there that have done financing for your IRA specifically. So if you've got self-directed retirement funds and you want to use leverage on those self-directed retirement account, this is, and again, this financing program is a means of doing that. In addition to this, their interest rate is only about a point higher than conventional. So instead of paying, whatever, 4.5, you're paying about 5.5, which isn't that big of a difference when you're considering the benefits of of buying through an LLC, non-recourse, better LTV. And again, to that point, you are buying through an LLC. So if you're doing a portfolio of properties, let's say you want to buy 10 properties, you can buy them all in one LLC. Even if you're buying one property, same thing. You can buy it through a single LLC rather than in your name personally. In terms of fees, the way it's set up is it's one origination point. And actually right now they're doing a special where it's half a point origination. Again, that's not that different. It's actually better than some conventional lenders. And you're paying for an appraisal. Same thing you're going to pay for, though, with the conventional loan. So why is this such a big deal to me? This is huge because now an investor is not limited by the Fannie and Freddie limits that are put on them. If you're getting conventional financing, you will tap out at 10 loans through Fannie Mae. That no longer applies. If you want to buy 100 houses as an investor, you can do that. And you can do it with less equity in the game. In fact, if you're smart about how you buy properties, you could literally buy 100 properties and have none of your own cash tied up. How do you do that? Well, you buy below market value. So if you're buying below market value, let's say you're fixing them up, you're renting them up. Let's say the house is worth $100,000, you're only in it for $85,000. Well, when you go to refinance that with this financing package, you're actually using the appraised value of $100,000, and the fact that you've got $15,000 in equity, that actually becomes your down payment requirement. So if you did that 100 times over, you could literally buy 100 houses, all potentially cash flowing, all appreciating, and not have a dime of your own money in this. On top of that, it's non-recourse. So what if, you know, the world goes to hell in a handbasket and all of a sudden you can't meet your obligations and the houses go under or one house goes, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's non-recourse. Yes, they're going to come and take the house, but they're not going to come after your personal assets. Again, I know it's odd having a podcast about a single loan program, but to me, who I've been in this business now 10 years, I've seen all the different loan programs come and go. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I am personally just extremely excited to see a loan program that is so favorable to long-term buy and hold investors. And you're not having to get a DNA sample with a conventional lender. I mean, it's really underwritten based on the performance of the property or the portfolio. It's a much better LTV. The fact that it's non-recourse, the fact that your fees are actually less than many conventional lenders. This now gives us, as investors, it empowers us to go out there and put together a really strong portfolio of performing rental properties. And that's what this is all about. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you're interested in creating wealth. And that's, to me, the number way to create wealth is by building a portfolio of performing assets like residential real estate. Folks, again, if you are interested at all in learning more about this financing program, or if you want to talk to somebody about maybe moving some of your existing portfolio onto their financing, or how can you start acquiring a portfolio of properties and use this financing, just go to the website and contact me directly. In fact, I'll give you my personal email if you just want to email me. My email is just K-E-N, just Ken at GA Investing, and I will put you in touch with my contact over at Dwell Finance. I hope this has been helpful, and I look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode of The Deal Farm. Take care. Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. If you go to our website right now, dealfarm.net, you have the ability to download our new blueprint. It's called 30 Days to 10K. It's basically the exact blueprint you need to start profiting from wholesaling real estate right now. It's the resources, it's the websites, it's the services that we use. I've even included my exact postcard that I send out. Basically everything you need to start getting deals in the next 30 days. Again, it's at our website, dealfarm.net. Check it out. You can download it for free. Also, we still have our free t-shirt offer. If you want a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt, just subscribe through iTunes to our podcast and give us a 5-star rating, and then go through our website, contact us, give us your name, address, and t-shirt size, and we will send you a t-shirt in the mail immediately. As always, thanks so much for listening to The Deal Farm. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.